worked out pretty good. Hitting the top of the hour, 4 o'clock, with Electric Flag from the Trip soundtrack. One of Peter Fonda's epic movies. And that's a good one. Just nice instrumental album. Sort of snuck out. And I don't know if that it's ever been reissued. But some great guitar playing from Mike Bloomfield. That's where you'd be going there. What else is in there? Blues Magoo from New York. You heard Gotta Get Away from the Mercury Singles compilation. Captain Beefheart from a double single called Diddy Wah Diddy. You heard Moonchild, that's the original Magic Band. And they were good. I saw them. Not quite the original, because by the time I saw them, they had a Ry Cooder with them. And they would have gone on to bigger things, except the captain had a breakdown at the gig I saw. Famously fell off the stage. Way to go, Captain. We're the Remains live as well from 1969, doing Why Do I Cry? A great live recording that surfaced recently. Barry Tashian found it in his collection, Barry Tashian being the guitar player. And the Remains are well known for being the house band on the last Beatles tour. They backed up the Ronettes, I believe, and Bobby Hebb, and probably did their own set. And they reformed for that one-off gig, and it got recorded. And it's a scorching little gig. And some years ago, I think about 20 years ago now, we went to an event called the Las Vegas Grind, sort of a garage rock festival in Las Vegas, which is pretty bizarre to begin with. And there's a lot of bands played, a couple old ones, including the Remains and the Standells. And the Remains just schooled everybody on how you play in authentic 60s style. So people sort of nudged me and said, they're doing all covers. And I said, well, guess what bands did in the 60s? They played mostly covers. And they're really good, just really tight. And left a lot of the young kids in bell bottoms and polka dot shirts looking a little awkward. Yep, there you go. So got us to 402. And a couple three of those things are on the Sundays label, a great reissue label, run by a guy named Bob Irwin, and he's been trying to get on the stream today. And being that people are home these days, our streams fill up really fast, and he's chomping at the bit to give a listen. But I'll point him to the archive tomorrow. And he does his own show, a streaming show at WFMU. And I finally dialed it up earlier this week. And he does a fantastic show. Great music happening. Radio's an active sport. You have to pursue what you want and pick and choose. And I know some people just turn on the radio here, turn on KGLT all day, and that works for them. And that's fine, because KGLT is a wild mix. But if you have a specific taste, it's nice to chase around. And people do that for this show, which really makes me happy. People from all over the world seek out this show and seek out KGLT. Fantastic arrangement. And we're looking to the future when we have unlimited streaming, so everybody can get online. That's the way it should be. And it'll happen. It'll happen. KGLT is moving into the future with you following along. Live it or live with it. What do I got? Where am I at? It's the top of the hour, so I'm going to stop here and say KGLT is supported by Opportunity Bank of Montana, a Montana-based community bank since 1922 with locations across the state. More information at opportunitybank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. And Follow Your Nose Barbecue, an immigrant, now closed until restrictions are lifted. And look forward to serving you this summer. Information on Facebook and followyournosebarbecue.com. This is KGLT Boston, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with translators, K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K20KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208BX, Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296CF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And I know I've got some people logged in from near and far. And thanks to everybody who listens and gently suggests things to play and turn me on to things too. I'm gonna play something here now that one of our good friends and a guy I've actually finally met after the third try. I finally met Rob Brannigan in Seattle. And he mentioned this record the other day, which I was totally unaware of. And I was speaking to Mike Bloomfield with Electric Flag. This is Eddie Cleanhead Vincent with Mike Bloomfield on guitar.
Cruelty, 'cause I hit her once or twice. One night I tried to choke her. She said I wasn't nice. I used to love that woman till the strain was killing me. Now her lawyer's charging. She's got a first degree.
My baby's gonna love me, crying by myself. loved another woman. I lost my best gal. She was a real good woman. She's up and she's gone.
Thank you. dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Watch how strange can be. Little red roosters on the prowl. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. Ain't had no peace in the farmyard since my little red rooster's been gone.
To go ahead on and do a song or something like this here. Just for day, leave just for day. Oh no, sure enough they do.
That's Jimi Hendrix Experience, January 29th, 1968, from Paris. From that lovely box set called Stages, that now is long out of print, but Essential. It has some really juicy stuff on there. I saw him play that song. I saw him about a week later, 10 days later, in San Francisco, and he played Catfish Blues, and it sort of took me by surprise, because I thought, well, is he playing Rolling Stone? What's he playing? And it was Catfish Blues. Incredible. Yes, he was. Nothing shabby about Jimi Hendrix. Don't let people tell you anything otherwise. 4:29, halfway point of this show, and I'm just rambling through since there's not a lot of business to do here on KGLT right now, event-wise. But let me tell you about this.
Venues are closed and tours are canceled, but new music keeps coming out.
I've waited many years. Every print I left upon the track has led me here.
I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Cott. We review new records from Fiona Apple, Lucinda Williams, and more. This week on Sound Opinions.
Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
Yeah, that's an issue. A lot of musicians who are finding their in a bind, as a, especially huge artists. The smaller artists are a little more flexible, but big artists' records are planned a year in advance, and all kinds of appearances and film tie-ins and everything is all worked out like a military maneuver. And here they are, stuck at home. But people who've done those live concerts online, we checked out Robin Hitchcock a couple weeks ago, and he was doing Beatles songs, and it was really good. And a friend of mine in Australia, Clyde Bramley, with his band, the On and Ons, are in the same boat. They're doing an event, I think, in June. I told him to keep me posted about it, because it's in Australia, so I really got to calculate the time. It's probably like at 2 in the morning or something here. But I'd love to see that. Great band. And I know a couple of bands that have had their new releases sort of dead in the water because of lack of touring. The Eyelids out of Portland, or Johnson, who used to live here, they're just stuck. They're ready to go, and it didn't happen. It's a drag, amongst other things. Music and art are definitely suffering too. So we all have to persevere and help each other out. So buy some records, some new records and stuff. Do what you can. Go get some beer, some takeout pizza. Support local businesses. I just saw a couple of popular places are not going to reopen, and that's a drag. So, on that note, oh, I better do this. I'm just drifting around. I do actually have something here. If I put my head up and read, it says, this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman, Amber, Hops, and IPA, and the Gallatin Pale. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for curbside pickup of cans, growlers, bottles, and kegs. Order online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or phone 585-9142. Information and updates online at bozemanbrewing.com. Oh, that's good enough. When I mentioned curbside growler refills to somebody, a musician friend, he was surprised. I guess it doesn't happen in every state. So thank goodness they bent the laws here just for that.
Thank you. new way, but are you sure that it will do?
Finishing to the penultimate set of this hour with Spencer Davis Group featuring a very young Steve Winwood on that raving organ. And I suspect it might be some of the Traffic guys doing the production on that too. It's pretty late in the Spencer Davis career, and Winwood is already looking to start his own band, so there you go. Heard some old favorites there. Dave Mason from his debut album, After Leaving Traffic. You heard World Then Changes from Alone Together. Derek and the Dominos live at the Fillmore East covering Hendrix, and the Beatles covering themselves with Billy Preston on piano there. It's 4:50. I'm just stopping for a second because I want to regroup and turn a corner, get us up to the top of the hour.